The bill throws out the $3 million family planning program, which served 12,000 Iowans on Medicaid last year. Most of that was federal money. 40% of those patients got their pap smears and birth control at Planned Parenthood. To serve the same low-income women, the bill creates a new state-funded network of facilities which don't perform abortions. Allerton Republican Amy Sinclair says that balances the needs of the working poor with the conscientious objections of taxpayers.
This bill does not limit or infringe the legal option of a woman to seek an abortion. Please be clear on that.
But critics say it's not clear exactly who will provide the services and how it's going to be paid for once the federal money is turned down. Des Moines Democrat Janet Peterson says providers aren't going to magically fall out of the sky.
It will force thousands of Iowa women to leave a provider they chose and go to a provider selected by 29 politicians. 28 Republican men and one Republican woman.
Peterson references the entire Senate Republican caucus which sponsored the bill. The debate veered into the morality and legality of abortion, with numerous warnings from the presiding officer to stick with the content of the bill. In an exchange with Des Moines Democrat Matt McCoy, Senator Sinclair stressed what her constituents object to.
Is the death, the termination, the willful killing of an unborn child.
I believe that Roe versus Wade ruled that that a fetus is a human when it's viable. And I don't want to go there, but what I want to say is...
I appreciate that because it's not the topic of the bill.
I would say the real focus of this bill is to punish Planned Parenthood because they provide abortions to women seeking abortions.
And that's Iowa City Democrat Joe Bolcom. When debate turned to the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision, Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion, Senator Sinclair addressed a Democratic colleague.
1973 ruling. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but your mom could have chosen for you to not be here.
Please come to the well, Senator Sinclair, Senator Hogue.
Reaction from presiding officer Senate President Jack Whitfer was swift. Sinclair apologized for her remark. Democrats argue that surveys show Iowans support Planned Parenthood by a large margin. But Indianola Republican Julian Garrett argues the voters' mandate is on their side.
We also heard from the people of Iowa last November. They, up and down the line in most districts, elected pro-life candidates.
And Republicans say momentum is also on their side. Senator Jason Schultz of Schleswig predicts a ban on Planned Parenthood funding will become federal law.
We're not doing this to get ready for the federal. I'm not supporting this because it's going to happen at the federal level. But this is going to be a good move for Iowa to be one step ahead of what's happening as a nationwide trend.
Senator Peterson made one last appeal against the bill.
Iowans don't support it. Doctors are warning us against it. We should listen to them and reject Senate File 2.
Only Democrats responded. All 29 Republicans and the Senate's one independent member voted for the bill. It's expected to pass the House and eventually be signed into law by Governor Branstad. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.